Proclamation number 1762, dated the January 2nd, 1941. Battle against Christ's teachings. Persecution of those who confess him. It is indisputably better to confess before the world to belong to the Church of Christ than to be subject to the adversary's will and to deny Christ. For whoever is powerful in the world has nevertheless no power to stop what God will send against him. Whoever denies Christ, denies God, even if he mentions his name as proof of his faith. For if he is profoundly faithful, he will also recognize the deity of Christ, because then he is love, and love affirms Jesus Christ as the Son of God and Savior of the world. This insight is the result of profound faith. However, unbelief prevents the human being from recognizing the deity of Jesus. Therefore, where Jesus Christ is rejected, there is evidence of the human being's unbelief, and such people belong to the world which openly opposes Jesus Christ. And the world will demand to reject him completely. It wants his name no longer mentioned. It wants to erase all memory of him and raise subsequent generations in ignorance. It wants to destroy everything that refers to him and thereby suppress the knowledge of him and his works. And thus the battle erupts. Those who follow him will defend his name, confess him to the world, and readily speak on his behalf and of his teachings. They will be pursued and yet patiently endure persecution for his name's sake. They will receive strength from above, and the more they are attacked, the more eagerly they will proclaim his teachings. God's power will visibly be with them. His love protects them, and the mighty of the world will have to realize that their power is futile. They will have to acknowledge a greater power whose work is evident. They become outraged and now strive to impose their will by any means, and for that reason they shall be punished by God's hand. For when human beings arrogantly want to fight against God himself, they are completely controlled by the adversary, and then God will put an end to this. Hence the time will come when laws upon laws are endorsed, and people will be placed into a position to choose for or against Christ. The supporters of the world will let go of him for mere rewards. They will gain earthly advantages and sell their soul. And many will give up what should be their holiest possession, the divine Redeemer and Savior of the world. Yet those who suffer persecution for his name's sake will be blessed a thousandfold, because he himself will approach them and lead them into battle, and victory will be where he himself is in command. And even if it seems as if the enemy's intentions might succeed, the battle only lasts a short time. But those who fight for the name of Jesus will be victorious. Amen.